Okay, we want to welcome everybody to Planning and Zoning, and we will start with a pledge and a prayer. Pledge will be by Alan and the prayer by Brittany.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Jesus, we come to you today and we just thank you for this opportunity that we have to meet together and go over current issues before us. And we just pray that your guidance will be with us as we make decisions today. And we just thank you for this beautiful area that we live in. And we just ask that you send us the rain that we just so much need at this time. And we just thank you again for just guiding us through our decisions today. We say these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I read over the minutes about a half hour ago. A little slow there. But they look good to me. Did anyone see anything?
I'd make a motion. I read them just a few minutes ago to approve them.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of the 15th of May. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. We have a short agenda today, and that's real nice. We kind of like that once in a while. So.
Do you need to do adoption of the agenda?
Yeah, I was going to say, could I get a motion to adopt the agenda?
Move that we adopt the agenda as before us.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, is Danny with us?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. I just sometimes hear, I didn't hear anything from her. She's so quiet, I guess. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. We do have a quorum with the four of us now, and a couple of items on the agenda, a couple of conditional use permits. Short-term rental is the first one for Brett Johnson at 4790 West Main Canyon, Sweetwater Road in Escalante, Utah.
Yep, so this is right there. If you know where like the Slot Canyon's in, the three-story hotel, there's a restaurant there too. Just before, you know, probably 3 miles west of Escalante. We had that, we amended our short-term rental ordinance where they can't be so long down a dirt road. They're within 1 mile right here. So this is the property there. These are sections right here, so that's 1 square mile. And you can see that takes off about a third of a mile inside that section. This one is right on the section boundary line, so I'd say it's about two-thirds of a mile off of the Highway 12. And this is new construction. You know, in this imagery, it's actually still being framed, it looks like. Jared's already approved last week, or even the week before that, the short-term rental inspection, so.
Everything meets.
Yep.
Code then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So are we gonna do these both together, and then just?
We could, or individual. It's short enough. We can do them individual. Whatever. I can do them together if you want.
Let's just do them together.
All right. What's the address of the other one?
The short-term rental for Belinda Galligan, 1180
Clear
West.
Clear Creek, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Clear Creek Canyon Road, Panguitch Lake.
So this one's Panguitch Lake. It's right across the street from the big Cielo Santo cabin. I think Jared's going this week. So she doesn't have the inspection approved yet, but we can still approve the conditional use. We just wait for the business license until both have been approved.
Okay.
What do they do with that big cabin? It's just private?
It's a... it's the Medina guy that bought it, so there's two big dogs up there on the mountain. There's Rafael Medina and then Frazier, whatever his first name is. So he owns construction companies, and he mostly uses it for like a corporate retreat for all of his employees. But then, what was that, 2 years ago, he opened it up to the whole mountain, and they went out and like they just had music and kind of a little festival out there. But yeah, mostly just for his employees. He got rid of the swimming pool in that other house. He filled it in and put a kitchen and stuff in there.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah. It's a cool place, though.
I toured that 25 years ago when they first built it. My mom got to know him just through the title company. And I was like so young and naive and just like, oh my gosh, what do these people do?
That's a cool house. It really is.
It is. It's insane.
This is where, so Paul McGurk that sold it, that owned it, this is his house now right here.
Oh, yeah?
That's where he lives now. So he downgraded a little bit.
He realized, like, sweet and simple, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are our two
conditions. Chad and Jim did the electrical on it. For Chad's first big job.
That's a lot of concrete that he poured right there, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He said he wanted a moose horn or elk horn something, chandelier in the middle of the thing. And it was up about 3 stories, and they said, oh, I don't know how we're going to hang that.
Still there, isn't it? I
think. Yeah, it is. And Chad says, well, I'll hang it for you. Him, Jim Cicalone were doing it. Chad says, I'll hang it for you. Jim said, how are you going to get up there? So Chad took his climbing rope the next day and,
oh my gosh,
and climbed up there with his rope.
Mm, down.
And then pulled it up. It worked. Anyway. Well,
okay, well, I will make a motion to approve these two conditional use permits.
Okay.
I'll second.
Have a second? Okay. We have a motion to approve both conditional use permits, one for Brett Johnson and then one for Belinda Galligan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Passes. Any business, Caden? Anything we need to talk
about? The only thing
about?
I have down is that the next meeting will be July 17th.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
And I
is that
will,
the normal thing?
Yeah, just Wednesday, July 17th. I don't think I have.
And I will be in Alaska. So.
Oh, lucky you, Elaine.
Yeah.
You can zoom in, right?
Sure. Are you going on a cruise or are you just flying?
Yeah, we're going on a cruise. Dale's always wanted to go, but he always wanted to go hunt, you know, that was his thing. Anyway. And you might get a minute of that if Lisa is there. We have a friend that is a resident, and they. It's free to hunt when you're a resident.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought, you gotta be kidding me. She said, no, it's free. It doesn't.
I've been on anything. The cruise. But
where's that, Caden?
The Grand.
Oh, wow. It's outdoor pool.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at?
Like Ruby's.
Oh.
You went on that cruise, Alan?
I did, but I went I went on a mission to Alaska and British Columbia.
Oh.
I spent 6 months on Kodiak Island, and I've always wanted to go back to Kodiak.
Yeah.
But the cruises that go up there are, it's like an extra 4 or 5 days, and they charge you arm and a leg.
Oh, wow.
These ones, like she's going on, are not that, they're fairly reasonable most of the time.
Let's adjourn.
Let's make a motion. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Danny.
All those in favor
say
aye.
Aye.